Hi, I'm Edwin.
And I'm Andrew.
Two men.
15 minutes.
Eternal impact.
Welcome to Text Talk.
His glory I will see, I will
Now Peter and John were going up to the temple at the hour of prayer, the ninth hour, and a man lame from birth was being carried, whom they laid daily at the gate of the temple that is called the Beautiful Gate, to ask alms of those entering the temple. Seeing Peter and John about to go into the temple, he asked to receive alms. And Peter directed his gaze at him, as did John, and said, "Look at us." And he fixed his attention on them, expecting to receive something from them. But Peter said, "I have no silver and gold, but what I do have I give to you in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Rise up and walk." And he took him by the right hand and raised him up, and immediately his feet and ankles were made strong. And leaping up, he stood and began to walk, and entered the temple with them, walking and leaping and praising God. And all the people saw him walking and praising God, and recognized him as the one who sat at the beautiful gate of the temple, asking for alms. And they were filled with wonder and amazement at what had happened to him. That's Acts chapter 3, verses 1 through 10, and it's from the English Standard Version. We read that yesterday. We're going to be reading it every day this week because what a powerful example, what a powerful parallel to salvation. That's where we're starting each day. I can't help but notice Peter and John are walking by. This man is laid at the temple daily, and he sees them, and he asks them and expects to receive something from them. At that first point, when it's saying he expected to receive something from them, what do you think he's expecting to receive at that moment?
Yeah, the way this is drawn up, I'm saying that he is expecting an alm. He's expecting a help. It's very much a business as usual day for this fellow.
Absolutely. These guys have noticed me. They're looking at me. They're going to give me something. And then there's the words, "I don't have any silver and gold." And I'm thinking, as a man who, if I had been begging for my livelihood for the rest of, or for the previous days of my life, and this guy says, "I don't have any silver and gold," my first thought is, okay, move along, you're blocking the others. Move along, you're blocking the others.
Well, I guess that's how much dramatic pause Peter gave. I mean, you're right. If he says, "Look at us," and he looks up, and he waits, and he says, "I have nothing for you," and then he walked on, that would be pretty cold. That would be harsh, evil thing to do to somebody.
But that's not what Peter does.
No.
What Peter does is say, "I don't have silver and gold." I doubt there was a dramatic pause. Instead, he immediately goes into, "What I do have, I'm going to give to you. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk." And he reaches out his hand. And this is what's amazing to me, is that I'm fully convinced just a moment ago, when he's looking at them expecting to receive something, he's expecting to receive silver and gold. But now that Peter has said, "In the name of Jesus, rise up and walk," the expectations of this man completely shifts. What he expects to receive now is healing. And that's amazing.
Well, it is. This fellow has been laid out near the temple in the hopes of those that are going up for spiritual things are going to feel charitable or going to feel gracious. They're giving to God. They would give to the lame as well. And so wouldn't it be a wonderful thing if just to receive a little bit of silver and gold? But here's something, an offer in the name of Jesus Christ that was unexpected that day. What an incredible opportunity came that day.
And you said something yesterday that sparked something in me. I've been thinking about it ever since you said it, something that I hadn't picked up on before. But this statement, "in the name of Jesus," even for this man, is not made in a vacuum. He had been laid at the temple gate daily,
mm-hmm.
which means here is a person that has been witnessing the apostles,
mm-hmm.
witnessing their teaching, witnessing their working. And so that when Peter now looks at him and says, "I'm not going to give you any money, but I tell you what I am going to give you. In the name of Jesus," you know, the Jesus you've heard us preaching about here at the temple for the last however many days, you know, the Jesus who's caused us to be able to speak in tongues and cause so many other things these past several weeks, that Jesus, in the name of that Jesus, I'm going to tell you, get up and walk. And then Peter reaches out his hand. And I have to think, not everybody I'm sure is going to think about it this way, but I think in my own mind, if I had been a beggar for my entire life, unable to walk, and I did not have any faith in what this man said, that he just reaches out and says, "Hey, go ahead and walk," My initial reaction, if there was no faith,
yeah,
would be, all right, dude, don't mess around with me. Don't mess around with me. Just move along. You're in the way of the other people. But what we have here instead is he's heard the name of Jesus, and his reaction, rather than move along, is to cooperate with Peter, is to take that hand. This is not a deadlift. Peter doesn't reach under his arms and under his armpits and lift him up.
No, it says he extends his hand. He's leaping up, stood and walked.
Yeah.
And entered the temple with them.
And so what we have is a faith-filled response. Peter says, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, rise up and walk. And the man takes Peter's hand and rises up and walk. It makes me think about what comes later in this chapter. What is it? Verse 16. In his name, by faith in his name, has made this man strong, whom you see and know, and the faith that is through Jesus has given the man this perfect health in the presence of you all.
Well, and how powerful is this in the presence of you all? Because what we talk about, okay, this fellow's on the outside of the temple looking in. He's overhearing all of these goings-ons. Huge crowds are gathering together to hear the apostles' teaching. But you know who else? Is that all of these crowds have been passing by him to go up into the temple and to participate in this gospel teaching. And now this fellow is healed. This fellow goes in, and he is this case study, this miraculous proof before all the multitude. And so it works both ways. He's been a witness to the goings-ons, but they've been a witness to him on the outside looking in. Right?
Yes,
and now
absolutely.
He comes in, and Peter says, you've known him, and it's by faith in Jesus Christ that he's standing here before you all, in the presence of you all. How amazing is that?
Absolutely. By faith in his name. Whose faith is this? I think we have to ask. Is it Peter's faith, or is it the healed man's faith? I think that's a question. I don't know if you're asking that question, but I've heard people ask, and I think I want to back up. So verse 16 is where Peter says it's by faith in his name.
Sure.
But I think it's interesting when we get back to verse 12, when Peter saw it, he addressed the people, because all the people were utterly astounded in verse 11. When Peter saw this, he addressed the people, men of Israel, why do you wonder at this, or why do you stare at us, as though by our own power or piety we have made him walk? In other words, Peter's saying it's not by my power, nor is it by my piety. It's not by my faith. It's not by my religious fervor, but rather it's by faith in his name. Whose faith? This man had faith when he heard the name of Jesus. It's like when Peter was on that boat and he says to Jesus, command me to walk on the water. And Jesus says, come.
Mm.
And he gets out of the boat.
Yeah.
He gets out of the boat and he walks on water. Not because he's so amazing at walking on water, but because if Jesus is going to command me, I know Jesus will walk me. And we've got the same thing happening here, the same kind of faith. If you, by the authority of Jesus, and I know you have the authority of Jesus because I've been sitting here every day, I've been hearing you preach, I've been seeing the miracles, I've been hearing the wonders, I've been learning all about this as I'm being brought here every day. And so when you tell me, in the name of Jesus, to get up and walk, well, I'm going to get up and walk. Not because I know I can do it, but because if this is the authority of Jesus, I'll be walking when I respond to that.
And even in Peter's explanation of this, as you read verse 12 just a moment ago, we see that the apostles are not taking credit to themselves at all. They are recognizing that they are ambassadors of the Lord Jesus Christ. And when we began studying and talking through the text of the book of Acts, began this podcast, we are making the observation that this book is about acts of Jesus, acts of the Lord, through these apostles, through these messengers. And here's Peter saying it. It's not me. It's not us. Not my might, not my godliness or my piety. It is the power of Jesus Christ, the living Lord.
But what gained access to this power, this grace of God? It was faith.
That's
and I think
right.
about Romans chapter 5 and verse 2. I always think about Romans 5 and verse 2 when I come to this passage. Let me just flip over there real quick. I want to make sure that I read it accurately. In Romans chapter 5, beginning at verse 1, therefore, since we have been justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Through him, we have also obtained access by faith into this grace in which we stand, and we rejoice in hope of the glory of God. Wow, some amazing parallels here. This man was standing through faith by grace. and walking through faith by grace. The real big thing I want us to see here is it took a faith-filled response, but it wasn't by the power of the faith-filled response that he was healed. It is by the power of God that he was healed. It's by the grace of God. He's not walking because his faith-filled response demanded now some mystical, magical means by which he can walk. It's because he put his faith in Jesus Christ, and by doing that, he gained access to the grace of God.
Absolutely. And the parallel to our own salvation, because the gospel of Jesus, the power is not in us, the power is not in the preacher, the power is in the gospel of Jesus Christ. The gospel is the power of God unto salvation. And that's Romans chapter 1, verse 16.
And so what you've just demonstrated right there is that when I have a faith-filled response, and when I declare that I have to have a faith-filled response, I'm not taking the power of salvation to myself.
That's right.
This man did not heal himself just because he cooperated with Peter, because he responded to what Peter said. God is the one that healed him. So let's back it up. I'm going to look back and I'm going to look ahead. In Acts 2, Peter says, "Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ." Here in Acts chapter 3,
right,
he's going to say, "Repent, therefore,
and be converted,
and turn back." Here's a parallel. The first one is repent and be baptized. Here it's repent and be converted. We see that baptism and conversion are paralleled.
Mm-hmm.
Some folks today are going to say, oh, you've now taken salvation on yourself. You've taken the power of salvation on yourself. I just want us to see this man had a faith-filled response. It was still God who did the healing.
Absolutely, and that's what Bible faith looks like. There it is. It's not just a mental assent or an acknowledgement. Oh, you know what? I agree with that. But it is going to be this participation also of the will. And the word for that is obedience, to obey the word of God. That's faith.
And I want to keep having that kind of faith today.
You know, before we pray, and we need to do a shout out.
Thank you. Thank you for reminding me. Happy birthday, Marita. Today is my wife's birthday.
That's exactly right.
Happy birthday. Now maybe I can get her to listen.
I'll tell you what, if she listened to this minute of the podcast, I mean, that's awesome. She's done better than my mom.
All right, let's wrap up with a prayer. God in heaven, thank you so much for your son, Jesus, who died on the cross. We know that the power is in the cross. We know that salvation is in the cross. Salvation is not in anything that we do. But Father, we believe in the cross, and so we want to respond in faith. And that response in faith means doing what you said, like Naaman of old, who dipped 7 times in the Jordan, not because there was power in the Jordan and not because there was power in his dipping, but because he was going to have a faith-filled response. And so I pray today that everyone who is listening, if they have not responded to Jesus, they will in repentance and baptism. And for those who have, that today will be a continuation of responding by faith to you, doing what you have said, walking in your good works. We love you so much, Father. Thank you for loving us first. Through your Son, Jesus, we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Thanks for talking about the text with us today. I'm Edwin Crozier, and I'd like to invite you to join the Christians who meet on Livingston Avenue this Sunday for our Bible classes and worship. You can find out more at ChristiansMeetHere.org. Check out our daily written devotional that goes along with today's episode. You can find a link for it in our show notes. Michael Eldridge wrote and sang all 4 parts of our theme song. You can get more from him at acapeldridge.com. Remember to subscribe, rate, and review our podcast so others can learn about it more easily. Have a great day.